Good evening, everybody. I'm your host, James. Enjoy. So today, guys, we'll be talking about underground hip-hop, and we are going to be studying on one artist in general. Yeah. So, guys, the main guy who we're going to be talking about today, guys, is Denzel Curry. Now, if you don't know who Denzel Curry is, Denzel Curry is pretty underrated. You know? He's pretty underrated, like Mick Jenkins, The Mind, he like that. But the thing is, he's very well known, but he doesn't get a lot of, like, feedback as he should get, you know? That's why a lot of people call him underground sometimes. A lot of people just say he just ruins hip-hop. But a lot of people who actually enjoy his music, a lot of them still say that he's underrated, right? Now, the reason why I chose him to be in this underrated hip-hop episode is because 3 days ago, he released a album, or not an album, he released a single called Ricky. And the music video for it is basically, it's, the setting is supposed to be portrayal what his brother went through as a kid. Because his brother actually got killed in his hood, and the reason why it's the music video set like literally outside or in a neighborhood and in a road boxing is because his brother was a really like road type of fighter type of guy growing up, and so the song is represented by for his brother. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, the music video for Ricky has 2.3 million views since its release 3 days ago. And the reason why I chose that song, his newest song, to represent how he's underrated, is because the song in general is like, it's not dark hip hop. He's not like, I'm gonna cut your throat like Moonlight, type of shit. Not like that mumble type of stuff. He's actually spitting bars, full sentences, real words in this fast-paced type of track, you know what I mean, type of stuff. So he was just doing that, to be fair. So yeah, that's literally how the song goes, and it's and like I like the beat personally. When I first listened to like the first like 10 seconds, I was like, shit, I'm gonna on Spotify, I'm gonna add it quickly. Then when I listened to the lyrics, I was like, whoa, fire. You know, it's not one of those songs that you can sing along to if you're not a fast paced singer. If you like singing, I actually do recommend a few undergrounds like Mick Jenkins, but his bars are really like out of this world, bro, type of shit. You know what I mean? But enough about that. What I was talking about, right, guys, is because himself, what got him popular is the song Ultimate, you know? That's the song that made him blow up. But after that, he kind of got the panda effect, where that song was, like, the popularity of that song was even higher than the popularity of him. It, for example, like, Travis Scott album Astroworld has a song called Sicko Mode. And that song stands out from the rest of Astroworld because the music video and the lyrics is based off his old his original home and the and his birthplace, Houston, Texas. You know, that makes the song stand out, and it was a big hit, including having Drake on it. You know, if Drake didn't have it on, I would still think it would be a great song, you know? But anyway. See, the thing is, for how much that song would blow up, it would still not beat out the popularity of Travis Scott himself. Because that song is really popular, it's just not as high as all of Travis Scott's fame. But the panda effect goes well with like someone like Sheck West or Designer, you know. Mo Bamba came out, right, in January 2018. It started blowing up last year around about September to early November, like the first 2 weeks of November. It started blowing up from 3 months, right? September, October, November. You get me? That blew up, and that was bigger than his own fame. What happened was, like, he didn't get the full extent of the panda effect. He brought out his album Mug Boy in October, with the Mo Bamba track on it, you see. So that's what kind of saved him from not being on the panda effect, because he already had other songs which were also blowing up, so his fame was rising. But the problem with Designer is that he brought out Panda, and no one knew about Designer, like, at all. So when Panda came out, he was just saying, Panda, 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 I got bras in Atlanta, twisting the lean with the Fanta, credit cards and scammers, you know? He was just singing all that. Then that song was literally a 100 times a Aleph Knoll, and that Aleph Knoll was got in digits. Like, if you're a mathematician, you'll understand what I mean. Like, that was high, you know? But that still was higher than his own career, you know? The real song was bigger and famouser than Designer himself. And when Ultimate came out I don't know when Ultimate actually came out, but when Ultimate came out, people were actually looking towards Denzel a lot more than actually just listen to one song by him, which got him safe, kind of, from the Panda effect. And only, guys, the Panda effect only came into, got the name in 2016, you know? But the Panda effect has been around for ages, bro. Ages. So, basically, guys, what I'm saying is that when he blew up, a lot of people were looking into him. But since a lot of, at the time, Drake, Travis, and a bunch of those artists were blowing up at the time, he was kind of left as, like, the leftovers on a dish. That's literally what he was on. But when he came up from the top, or from, should I say, from the underground, he was basically the dessert of the whole meal, you know? He came up on top like that. But then, in July, when he released Taboo, the album, and he released a song which actually stands out called Cloud Cobain. I should actually describe this. So Cloud Cobain is about him getting robbed off his producers, writers, everybody he's supposed to trust and all that, you know. Cause like you have your manager trying to say, bro, make this sound, chose this beat, you know, and it's like he has no control over his thing, you know, and he just can't get away from the fame and the non being controlled type of thing, and the reason why it's called Cloud Cobain is it's in two words. There's Cloud, like a lot of people are looking for Cloud, like 6ix9ine. A lot of people will look for 6ix9ine because he's like, yeah. He's a fast paced rapper, but he's also like, he's kind of like a rock type of like hip hop artist, you know. He kind of like gets that melody going, you get me. And personally, I don't really like that shouty type of music. I hate it. But religiously, I wouldn't listen to it all, you know. Anyway, this thing is going to get too long. So, the comparison between his fame when he first blew up to he is now, I think, has changed dramatically. But he's still underrated because, guys, Drake would get literally 10 million in the first 2 days. He got 2.3 million in the last 3 days. And he's 24. You know, guys? A lot of the artists now who are blowing up are not even in their 20s now. Like, you have, like, Lil Pump, who's a shithead. He's like, I don't know, what, 19, 18? I don't know how old Smokepur is. I don't know how old he is at all. Trippy Red's probably 19, 20 now. I don't know. It's just like they're all blowing up in a weird way. It's like I like Trippy Red, but like I hate the songs where he's just like, you know, let go. You know, I just like it's just weird. But like back to Denzel. Thing is, like, is anything gonna change with him? You know, that's my wonder. Cause in a recent interview, with a music industry type of enthusiast guy on YouTube, he recently interviewed Denzel Curry, and he asked about like, what's gonna happen. What's the whole thing about your fans are sleeping on you type of thing? And he said, this is what he said. I don't think they're sleeping on me. I just think I'm sleeping on myself. Because he said, in my last album, before, what's the name again? In the album before, fam, what's that? Oh, I don't know. He said, in the album before Taboo, he was kind of like chilling, and he was just making those songs just by chill and just trying like look on the business side. He wasn't really putting that much effort in, but then he said, he realized that if he's chilling a lot more, he's not working. He's working less. So if he works more and he chills less, and if he overworks, he might just get it. And if he gets more fame by doing that, at some point, when if he ever slows down his hard work, but he's at the right level of fame, he'll be good. Then he's able to chill. But at the moment, if he starts chilling right now, he's done, you know? That's what he was basically saying on a recent interview. I think I actually don't know. I need to watch it again. You know, I need to look on the YouTube dates. But yeah, what I'm saying, guys, is that for a person like Denzel, who's 24 years old, a guy who's really into that type of, like, dark type of, like, melody and, like, rhyming type of music and hip-hop, for that type of genres and all that, that's pretty underground. Or not not underground, underrated, for that matter. Because I would die to listen to more artists like that, you know? He's really special in that way, guys. You know? So, yeah. So, anyway, guys. Thank you guys for watching. See you guys in the next one. Or not watching, listening, I mean. Thank you guys for listening. See you guys in the next one. Peace. By the way, I might start a bonus episode tomorrow, so yeah. Bye. Peace. Bitch.